going to be talking about sort of the other components of the military family, namely the military wives. And this, actually, we didn't coordinate this presentation, but as you'll see, we're going to be talking about stigma, or I'm going to be talking about anyways, barriers, stigma, and transition to home life for the spouses. So we're focused on the military wives, and we're part of a larger project, seeing if the internet can be helpful with this population, and in terms of assisting people in finding services. So the people who did all the work weren't able to be here today. My colleagues, Dr. Louie, Dr. Oliver. I like to say we work in the medical school up in Portland. No disclosures. Let me thank our participants and also our military advisor, Sergeant Black, supported by the National Institute of Mental Health. So what are we trying to do here? What questions are we trying to answer? Number one, can we identify military wives with depression, major depressive disorder, or at risk of becoming depressed via the internet? And as we'll see, this is a challenging population that dispersed worldwide, interestingly enough. And the thought was that with the internet, we could at least make the attempt to identify folks who may be at risk for mental health problems and might benefit from internet services. So, barriers. I mean, we just heard about barriers from the trooper side. Now, kind of switch over to the family, the wives' perspective. What about barriers to conventional mental health services? And then, is the internet useful for this population? Could we provide services that might be useful for treatment of people who actually have major depressive disorder, and could there be a prevention aspect as well? Okay, so can you have background? The project started with a qualitative study, interviews and focus groups. I'll say the qualitative results very briefly, talk about the internet survey, and then sum up. Very brief background on military spouses, about a million, over a million folks married to active duty or reserve guard forces. They, as you can imagine, overwhelmingly female. We're going to just focus on the wives here. So. Again, some background. Been a few studies of military wives. One study out of Utah looked at spouses of National Guard troopers returning from Iraq. Almost half were above cutoff on a widely used measure of depression, which I'll discuss very briefly shortly. So in terms of background, there is some evidence of need here. This comment comes from Ms. Mullen, who is herself a military wife, and what she's saying is that there are barriers for the wives if they're interested in obtaining mental health services, and these are barriers specific to the military. And interestingly here, she's talking about suicide. She's not talking about soldier suicide. She's talking about military wife suicide. Anyway, so our population definition, female, 18 and older, married, and over, as we'll see, overwhelming majority, in fact, married, but we also included significant others. Active duty, male, or guard or reserve, had deployed, and again, the overwhelming majority had deployed or about to deploy. In contact with the military male, and somebody who's got some interest in mental health issues and had access to the internet. So qualitative results, say a bit about our website, and then go on to the surveys. So interviews and focus groups, complicated recruitment procedure, which I won't describe. Some of the themes. So. And this may be very similar to what we just heard here. So from the wife's perspective, yeah, deployment, very challenging, to say the least. a lot of worries about safety. But when that soldier comes home, things get even more challenging. So the themes that we got from the focus groups and the interviews, access to services for the wives was much different than for the troopers themselves. Reluctance to seek help. So concerns, special concerns about stigma. Stigma is a huge problem, of course, for everybody, but especially in the military. You know, so if I'm a wife, I'm going to have to be creative here in your imagination, but so if I'm a military wife and I'm getting some mental health care, how's that service utilization going to influence my husband's military career? And then finding providers who are familiar with military issues and sensitive to concerns of this population. Okay, so like I say, we're part of a larger project looking at the value of the internet. So we're heavily involved with website construction. Many components of the website. We don't have time to go into them all, which is a good thing because Dr. Louie is much more knowledgeable about it than I am. But there was a survey component, which we'll discuss this morning. Special features of the website, the branching, depending on characteristics of the users, a randomization component. We're looking at whether different aspects of the internet could be especially useful. So video versus written, and interactive versus no interaction, and so forth. Many, many features for safety. So concerns about suicide, intimate partner violence. They're contained within the website, carefully supervised by the Human Subjects Committee at the university. Several survey domains. Just going to talk about depression and then barriers to mental health services. Our depression measure, Center for Epidemiologic Studies Depression Scale, been used for decades. That's some sample items up there. So for this morning, the focus should be on these cutoff scores. So 16 or above, that's suggestive of depression. 27 or greater, highly likely that this person would satisfy formal diagnostic criteria for major depressive disorder. And then our barrier measure, well, one of our, the main barrier measure, was taken from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. During the past 12 months, was there a time when you felt you needed mental health treatment, but you didn't get it? So we've got some national data on this barrier measure. Recruitment for this study, we used traditional recruitment, which was a moderately, minimally successful. Then, I guess this is also becoming traditional now, internet recruitment, chat rooms, forums, various websites. Twitter, got going on Twitter, Facebook, boy. If you're doing epidemiology these days, you got to think about Facebook. I mean, that just made a huge difference in our recruitment. So we got this slide going out of date. I mean, we got thousands of friends and links to all these websites and so forth and so on. Wow, Facebook, amazing. And it's in all over the country, all over the world. So, okay, so here's our participants. 45 states and Guam, mostly in states with military bases, as you might imagine. 8 foreign countries, got military wives in Belgium. I guess that's headquarters of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, Costa Rica. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, worldwide. Here are other participants, average age 29, mostly white, overwhelmingly married, so forth. Unemployed. Now that's an interesting point here. So we had several options that the participants could choose, and basically these are women looking for work, and they're hurting financially, and they're unemployed. And this bottom measure insecure, that's financial insecurity, that they're broke, which again, you kind of, what's going on here? I mean, by definition, married somebody in the military, but they're broke. We asked the participants to describe their military mail and a wide range of ranks, mostly enlisted, as you'd imagine, on the staff in the Army, vast majority on active duty. Many deployments, again, sort of by definition here, not a surprise, what we were looking for, in fact. So the depression measure, now we're kind of getting to our bottom lines here. Mean of 27, so mild depression only, that's above that cutoff of 16 and above. So 16 through 26, over a quarter would be considered mildly depressed, and half had what highly likely have major depressive disorder. Interesting point here, the Kronbach alpha, a psychometric measure about the reliability of the scale, seemed to work pretty well. And we heard earlier that getting instruments, psychological type instruments that are useful in a military or military-related population, not so easy, but at least this one seemed to work okay. It's not true for all components of the survey. Okay, so needed but didn't get mental health treatment, 44%. We tried to match as best we could these national data versus the military wives, our participants, and what you see here is that barriers were greater for the military than for the folks in the national survey. Now, what kind of barriers are we talking about here? We subdivided into the general barriers anybody would face, military or civilian, and then we'll get to the military-specific barriers shortly. So, lack of time. Didn't have time to go see somebody about getting some mental health treatment. A third of the military wives. Confidentiality, again, kind of echoing a previous result from the qualitative work. Community, so that item is, I'm worried about what the neighbors would say. That's more of a concern for the military wives and for the women in the national survey. Cost, now the civilian sector, cost, huge barrier. Not such an issue for the military wives, but 20% or a fifth of them had financial concerns. Okay, and then specific barriers. Couldn't find a provider who understands me personally as a military spouse, and then similarly couldn't find a counselor you could trust in terms of dealing with these military-specific issues. Okay. So that's where we are. I mean, it's not a perfect study, as you can imagine. Internet-based sample. I mean, I guess the whole world's on Facebook, but still, the people actually respond to these internet surveys. Presumably, not a totally representative sample of the target population. We have information that the wives told us about their husbands, but we did not. Get data from the husbands themselves. Minorities seem to be underrepresented. Again, there's this question about instruments specific for the military, obviously missing data, validity questions, and of course, once you do a study, you realize, I should have asked them about, but so we had some limitations there. Kind of bottom line here, so yes, there are military wives out there, certainly distressed, and may very well have major depressive disorder. A fair number of these folks are not able to get their needs met for general reasons, logistical issues, trouble with childcare, and so forth. And then there are these specific barriers unique to the military population. And we've got to believe that the internet might be helpful here. In providing at least some degree of service for this population. And then in terms of methodology, like I say, in Facebook, it's just overwhelmingly important for recruitment. So, okay, so there you are. And questions later and specific. I've got a few handouts, by the way, with Dr. Louis' email address there. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.